If you want to support us at Clear Vision Revival, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. You know, in the Bible it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in these last days," or "in these days, of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Pretty interesting. You know, that prophecy that Peter speaks in Acts chapter 2, when he was talking about Jesus, he was talking about the last days and the Holy Spirit being poured out, he was quoting Joel 2:28, and he was talking about, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." And it goes on and he says, and in verse 30 of Joel chapter 2 it says, "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke." It's interesting, that word pillars, you know, it's a word timaroth, and in the Hebrew it says a palm-like spreading at the top. What would that be? A palm-like spreading at the top of smoke. A palm tree of smoke. I wonder what that is in the last days. But you know, I want to talk about dreams. I want to talk about prophecies. I want to talk about open visions and visions. These are the things that I want to speak about. And I want to get to an even greater point than this. About 6 years ago, someone gave me a, no, they didn't give me a book. They told me about a book about interpretation of dreams. And they were reading it and they said it was really marvelous, and they told me the author, and I found out that the author, I went online to check it out, and I found out the author lived in Australia. It's two Australian brothers. So I did some digging research and I found them and I rang one of them up. Now, I'd never read the book, but I just wanted to ask the guys, because they said that they fasted and prayed for years to get the understanding of this book about the interpretation of dreams. So they spent, a couple of years, I think, 3 years, praying and fasting, going through the Bible and asking God for the understanding, how to write this book on the interpretation of dreams. So I rang him up and I told him who I was. I told him that I prayed in tongues for 5 hours a day, and, you know, that's my calling card. But it usually gets me through doors. People go, "This guy's serious. I think I'll talk to him." And anyway, he said to me, he prayed and fasted for years, and he wrote this book and everything. And I said, "That's marvelous. That's really good." And he said, "If you ever want to speak to me again, give me a ring." He usually screens his calls because he gets a lot of people ringing, but he gave me an open door. Why? Because he knew that I was trying to be real in the Lord, and he's looking for authentic people as well. So, the next morning, I woke up and I had a dream that night, a very vivid dream. And so I woke up about 3 in the morning, and I laid there for a couple of hours just thinking about this dream, and the Holy Spirit moved upon me, and the Lord started speaking to me and showing me, and he pulled apart every single part of the dream and then started explaining to me about every part of the dream and what it was about. And then when I got out of bed, I understood how interpretations of dreams work. The Lord gave me a dream, a vivid dream, and then he, while I was awake, I meditated on that dream, and God gave me the interpretation of that dream. And I said, "That's amazing. I didn't even think about dreams and interpreting dreams or anything like that, really. Never really crossed my mind much. Except for when I rang this guy up because I was curious. Anyway, so I rang him up that day. I said to him, I said, did you pray over me? I said, because, you know, I had this vivid dream and the Holy Spirit showed me how dreams work. And he said to me, oh, no, he said, sometimes my anointing spills over onto other people. And I understood what he meant. Because I have made myself a place, right, for somebody else's anointing to flow into, it flowed in. And I understood everything that he spent. He spent 2 or 3 years seeking out this this project, try and get understanding about interpretation of dreams. So he could write a book, and people could read it, and they could maybe have a look at interpreting their dreams. And he gave all about symbolism and all this stuff. I didn't read it. I've never read his book. I don't need to read books. I've got the Holy Spirit. He guides me and leads me unto all truth. But this is the interesting thing. This guy spent 3 years doing that. I come along, I ring him up and speak to him. And then the anointing that he received from God flooded into me and gave me the understanding that he spent 3 years chasing after. So that happens to other people with me. When we come in contact with them, when we pray over them, we speak into their lives, things happen, and all of a sudden they start getting lots of revelation about things. They start understanding things, and their life illuminates, not because of us so much, but what we have, but they have a place. And sometimes what we do is we speak to them, and we pray over them, we get a lot of stuff out the way, and they start praying, and all of a sudden they get these massive downloads of revelation, and they're able to converse with us on a really deep spiritual plane. And I found that amazing for a while, until the Lord showed me. He said, all I'm waiting is for a vessel to be ready to fill. And my job, Don and I, our job is to pray over people and to empty them out of junk so that God can fill them with revelation. That's part of our job. So, you know, I got this understanding of dreams. And you know, now people ring me up and they say, I've got a dream. I want to know what you think about it. And the Lord showed me about dreams. And I'll give you all advice about dreams. I'll show you how interpretation of dreams works. You are the best interpreter of your dreams. Because when God gives you a dream, if it's a God-given dream and not a pizza dream, we've all had pizza dreams where, you know, it's all jumbly and jiggly and doesn't really make any sense. But when we have a dream from God, he's trying to get across something to us. He's not trying to get across the information via another person, but to us. You know, kings went to the prophets and said, I had a dream, but they weren't filled with the Holy Spirit. We're filled with the presence of God, with the revelation of Jesus Christ. We no longer have to go to another man and say, can you please give me the interpretation of this dream? Now, we may have to, but that's really for people who don't have anything inside them that they can grab upon. But if you pray in tongues enough and you make a place for you, then God can fill that with his revelation. So revelation of the understanding and the interpretation of dreams comes from you and God. And God, this is the way it works. God always gives you dreams that are relevant to you. You know, if you're a guy in the middle of the jungle, you're never going to have a dream of driving a car down the road, because you've never been in a car and you don't know about cars. You know, unless God's going to give you a dream to speak to other people, like he did when he said, you know, to Joel, you know, tell people this, they're going to see palm trees of smoke. They're going to see nuclear explosions on the earth. So, you know, that was a futuristic dream or a futuristic revelation or a futuristic prophetic expression. Or that was a futuristic prophecy. So, really, if you're really chasing after people interpreting your dreams, my advice to you first off is to pray about it, because God is giving you a message. He's trying to communicate with you through your dreams. Now, dreams are absolutely fantastic vehicle for the communication between man and God. You know, we talk about following our dreams. You know, dreams are the direct expression of the Holy Spirit. They're the creative juices that flow from the spiritual realm. And we can have bad dreams. They come from a negative force. They come from the enemy. But dreams are spiritual. They're not of the, of a fleshy nature. Or they come on a platform in a fleshy nature. You might dream about riding a motorbike at 280k a second and staying on. You might dream about being a fighter pilot. But there are fleshy dreams, right? But they come from a spiritual place. So dreams come from a spiritual place. God has ordained dreams to come from a spiritual place. Now, if the enemy comes and steps in and starts filling your dreams with junk and silly stuff, then it still comes from a spiritual place. Now, God wants us to understand his ways, and he speaks to us through dreams and through visions and through prophecy. So this is how you interpret dreams. You know, it's not a spooky stuff. It's got nothing to do with spooky stuff. It's very, very simple. Now, God is trying to communicate with you through things that you understand, through your paradigm of life. So if you actually have a dream, you sit down and meditate on that dream and say, what would this dream really mean to me? What would it be about if I was to think about it deeply? And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to meditate on the dream, right, in relationship to what we know, not what we don't know. It's not a mystery. Dreams are not meant to be a mystery. They're meant to be something that God wants to communicate. Now, when you communicate to somebody, you don't just not speak. You don't just speak in another language. You speak to them so the thing is plain when you're trying to communicate. So a dream is meant to be clear. But sometimes we want to add all this spooky stuff to it and other people's interpretations that have no relevance. Now, I'm not to say that that's not always correct. Some people have understanding of what you've dreamt. But you have to put it through the realm of the Holy Spirit. You have to put it through the sieve of the Holy Spirit. And really, the thing that I want to try and get across about all of this is that you have access to everything if you'll only approach it in the right manner. Whether it be dreams, interpretation of dreams, interpretation of speaking in tongues, prophecy, whether it be open visions, you have access to all of this stuff. And all you have to do is make a place for you so that God can fill it with revelation. That's really the bottom line. If you can make a place for God to fill with revelation and understanding and knowledge and wisdom, then you'll be moving along at light speed. You know, God is always talking to me and always explaining to me. You know, and he said to me, I want you to speak about this. And so he told me basically everything I'm supposed to say. He gave me the understanding and the structure of it, and then I sat down and said yes, and then within 5 minutes I'm recording, because I don't let things go for days. You know, I'm in a place now that I don't need to take notes. I don't need to go in so much research, but I just need to meditate on what God's trying to tell me, and then I speak and it flows out. The concept comes out. It's like prophesying in real time. That's basically what it is. So this is what I want to try and get across to you, is that you have access to the kingdom of God in all of its fullness, if only you'll make a place inside you that's free from the enemy's influences. And how do you do that? Well, if you pray in tongues, then the Holy Spirit will warfare against all of the ungodly thoughts and ideas. He'll pull down all the strongholds, all the systems of thoughts that compete with God's revelation, with God's vision, with God's dreams. And then he'll drive them far away from you. And then God can flood into you. There's another law that the Lord showed me. He showed me that wherever darkness is driven away, by default, God has ordained that light would flood into it. So when darkness is driven away, by default, light floods in, like a glass of water. If you get a glass of water and you empty half of it out of water, by default, air, oxygen, will flood in. Well, by default, when you drive something that is not of God out of you through the power of the Holy Spirit, then by default, the power or the presence of God will flood into that place and fill that place with revelation. Even unsaved people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, when I pray for them, darkness leaves them and God floods into their life. Now, they're not spirit-filled, but the influence of the kingdom of God, light, floods into their understanding and takes up residence and starts to minister to them until they make a choice and they accept darkness back. But we try to get them filled with the Holy Spirit before that happens. And then permanently God can dwell inside them. And then he can start to renovate his place, because you are his eternal home now. He no longer dwells in tabernacles or in buildings or in tents. He dwells in the individual people. He's made his home in them. And if you will drive darkness through the Holy Spirit out of you, then God will flood into more and more of your life. That's what I want to get across. And you'll have dreams and visions. You'll have revelations. And they'll be of God. And God will communicate with you on a regular basis. Every day if you're looking for him. Every single day. You know, every day the Lord, he told me to be looking for him every day. Every day I go to the Lord and say, "What do you have for me today?" And he speaks to me. And he shows me things, and he straightens my ideas and my understandings up, and he gives me theology that comes from the kingdom of God, that doesn't come from man. I don't read books. People send me lots of links to other people's websites and videos, and I haven't got time to watch them. I haven't got time, unless they walk on water, then I'll go and see them. I haven't got time, because I'm spending a lot of time with God, and it's hard to leave the presence of God to go and follow a link of somebody who's doing natural things and maybe a little bit of spiritual, whatever. I haven't got time. I mean, if they've got something that's really spectacular, I will go and watch. But you know, I'm absolutely over the 45-minute sermon with one point in it. I don't want to sit around for 45 minutes to try and find one point. That's why the stuff that I speak about, I don't want to give you 45 minutes of stuff, of verbal stuff, just to give you one point. No, I try to load it up. I try to load these things up with the anointing of God, so that you can listen to them over and over and over again and be fed over and over again, because they're spiritual. And they're eternal. That's what I try to do. So all I do is I just get full of God, drop into the anointing and start speaking. And I feel the anointing come over me as soon as I start recording. And it just flows out. And you can have this too. You no longer will you, as in the Bible says, will we go to other men saying, "Tell me about God." But God will personally teach them himself. And you can have this too if you'll only make room through the Holy Spirit. He will do it. The Holy Spirit will renovate your house so well, so that there is so much room for God to flood into. Your will and your exercise, your ability to make room in your life won't cut it. Now the Holy Spirit, He knows exactly how to do it and how to do it effectively. If you'll only give him a go, if you'll only let him, if you'll only hear his voice, harden not your heart as they did in the Old Testament in the wilderness. But listen to the Holy Spirit, because he has something to give you. He has to give you waters, rivers of waters that will flow out of you, that will not only refresh you, but will water those who are dry and thirsty around you. You know, all we ever want to do is get other people to speak into our lives, prophesy over us, interpret our dreams, and do all sorts of things. But if we're only at the Holy Spirit, if we just will just let the Holy Spirit speak into our lives, we'll get the truth. We'll always get the truth. So we'll just leave that there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, then just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.